Heroes in the world of sports are not uncommon. Oftentimes, thrusting themselves into the limelight through unimaginable feats.
Back behind the ball, Woods puts it.
And in! He has done it! Tiger is back! Tiger is back on top! Tiger Woods, the 2019 Masters Champion!
And breathtaking performances.
Here's how you count to 8, 3, 2, 1. And for the 8th time, college basketball's national championship trophy is coming home to Kentucky.
But behind every great hero, there are others. Individuals who play a crucial role in the achievements of those we read about in the headlines. The ultimate team players. Content to stand behind the curtain, embracing their place as a vital part of a sport's success. In horse racing, these are the unsung heroes.
Well, as I tell you every single time, I welcome you to this Unsung Heroes segment that the sport of thoroughbred racing is filled with unsung heroes. And it got me thinking about the occurrences prior to the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Turf last Friday that provided plenty of controversy, which will be talked about for weeks to come. But it was somewhat overshadowed, or at least one thing that became overshadowed because of all that controversy, was the member of the starting gate crew that was taken off the track by ambulance. And his name is Carl Woods. He's better known around the racetrack as Dink. And he, along with his fellow starting gate crew members, epitomize what this Unsung Heroes segment is all about. Dink, first of all, welcome to the program and congratulations on being named this week's Unsung Hero.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Yeah, it is a true privilege to welcome you to the show. First off, how are you feeling?
I feel a lot better.
Yeah, so many people were watching that, myself included, and it's never fun to see somebody escorted from the starting gate and walked into an ambulance. That's never good.
No, not at all.
No. Walk me through what happened prior to the start of that race that led to the injuries.
Well, first of all, we went to take the hood off the earmuffs off the horse, and he wanted to flip. And then Frankie got off, and we put the hood on him, a blindfold, and then loaded him up. And they wanted to wait till the last horse was almost in. And I looked back to see how many horses were still left out. And then he decided his fuse was short enough, so he blew up inside there and got over the front doors. And I tried to keep him to me, make sure my jock got out okay, and then he slammed into me and pushed my back into the bar. And then went down, and the bridle come off, and I was paralyzed. It felt like I was absolutely paralyzed. I could not move. And after that, it was just kind of a whirlwind of stuff that happened, which I'm sure you've seen.
Yeah, what a scary moment. And it was, what, a lower back injury and then an injury to your right hand?
Yes, sir. My lower back and right hand, and the hand was numb from trying to hold on to him after he jerked a little thin reins out of my hand. But everything's good. We're all right.
You know, I've always said for many years on this program that working on the starting gate is one of the more dangerous jobs on the racetrack. And I'm sure you would agree.
Yes, sir, I would.
What is it about that job that does make it so dangerous?
Well, you got to figure in an iron contraption that's very narrow. You're standing on a little 6-inch ledge, and your main job is to make sure the rider's okay if something happens, then the horse, then you. And that's just the way the order is. Rider, horse, then you. And you're looking at a 1,000-pound animal in a little bitty narrow space, and if they decide they don't want to be there, Superman's not going to hold them in there.
Yeah.
So you do the best you can and hope for the best.
Wow. So as you're laying there, you said you thought, oh, my goodness, I'm paralyzed. You couldn't move. And then they lead you into the ambulance. What things were going through your mind, George? Were you conscious the whole time?
I was worried about, I was conscious the whole time. I was worried about my jock. I wanted to, you know that he was okay. And I kept thinking to myself, man, I hope this isn't the end. You know, that's what I thought. Just hope my rider's okay, and I hope this isn't the end. Something serious was wrong, but everything turned out okay.
Well, thank goodness it did, and I'm assuming that you'll be back to work before too long?
I'll be back tomorrow morning.
Okay, so I ask jockeys this question a lot when they come back from an injury, and I say, what on earth makes you want to get back on the horse? What makes you want to get back in the starting gate with the horse?
That's my job. I mean, this is my 41st year of doing it. I like my job. I like what I do. A lot of people, you know, they don't like their jobs. They just go and work and they go home. But you develop a bond with the guys on the gate, the trainers, the jockeys especially. They're like family, and you want to take care of them. And I don't know what else to say. It's just a bond.
Wow, you mentioned 40-plus years of doing this, Dink. Pretty impressive. Walk me through your background. How did you first get started in racing, and what things led you to eventually working on the starting gate?
Well, I have two uncles that rode races. My Uncle Mel was the oldest active jock in the nation at one time. My mother rode races, my grandmother rode races, and my father rode races. And then I rode later on, and when I got too big, I needed to find a job to do. So a gentleman called me up, asked me if I wanted to work the gates, because when I was riding on my off time, I'd go mess around with the gate crew all the time, because I knew they were the ones that were going to save me if something happened. So I always wanted to be on their good side. And anyways, I started working the gate of April of 1980, and it just went on from there. I've been very fortunate to be able to work the gate in a lot of different places. And then in 1996, I started coming out to California, and it's all worked out very well for me.
I love to hear you talk about the relationship that you had as a jockey with the starting gate crew members. Touch on that a little bit. Your role now, being on the gate, you're working with the riders, you're working with the horses. How does it all come together when the horse starts to load? Walk me through the process.
Oh, well, you know, we get assigned a horse, and then we go out there and pick him up, and I usually chat with the jocks. And if I don't know the horse, I'll usually ask them, or they'll tell me before I even load up, hey, watch him. He's a little bad, or, you know, something like that. And we'll load up, and then while the other horses are loading, I'll set the horse and ask him. I always ask the jock, how's he feel? Does he feel good? And if they say yes, then we won't move him. If they say no and we need to move him up, I'll do that. Anything to make sure they get out of there okay. And it's worked out that way for me for years. So it's a good system for me and the rider.
Do you have a couple of favorite riders that you enjoy working with?
Oh, yeah. Sure, we all do. I really like working with Tyler Bays and Kent DeSormo. Frankie Dettori, what a character. Great guy. And I've always got along with, like, Mike Smith, Russell Bays, Gary Stevens, Scott Stevens. Almost most of the guys I get along with very well.
You know,
Joe Bravo, there's another guy. There's a good guy right there, Joe Bravo.
He's the greatest.
Most of the guys are, oh, he's great. He is great. But the first guys, you know, that I said about is they're the ones I really like taking care of.
Yeah, that relationship is so special. And I imagine, too, Dink, that you, over time, you get to know the habits and the intricacies of every rider. And that helps to make it a little bit easier too, right?
Yes, sir, it does. I mean, once you figure out what they like and what they don't like, you know, you try to do everything that they like. And most of the time, like Tyler, we'll load something up and if something's getting bad, he just tells me, hey, you do what you got to do. I'm just here to ride him. you do what you got to do to get him out. So, and a lot of the writers are like that, and that's really good. They don't, they want to be safe, just like I want to be safe. And we do that to make sure we have a good break and everybody's safe. That's the main thing.
What's the number one most important thing that you have to do when that horse steps into the gate?
Well, my biggest deal when I go in is that I want to make sure my horse is squared up. He's going to leave good. Not his legs not crossed or a leg hanging out the back or anything like that. I want to make sure he's standing up on all 4 feet and get a good break. That's my biggest deal right there.
I can imagine that after doing this for 40-plus years that this isn't the first time you've had to deal with a few injuries.
No, I've had a couple of knee surgeries, and your fingers get bent, you get knocked around a little bit, but, you know, just bruised up, but not nothing really bad. I mean, my knees, and now this is not even really bad. I mean, it's just a big, bad bruise in my lower back, bone bruise is what the lady said. But it'll go away. Everything will be fine.
Yeah, visiting with this week's unsung hero, Carl Woods. He goes by Dink. Most people know him as Dink around the racetrack because you told me, Carl, that it's because you were always so small growing up, right?
Yes, sir. 5 pounds, some ounces at birth. I've always been a little guy.
Well, you're a big man when those horses step into the starting gate. And I love the fact that you talked about the relationship that you have with the other starting gate crew members, that it becomes like a family and you're all watching out for each other. I mean, heck, you're out there in all different types of weather conditions every day. And it has to become like a family.
Well, it has to be, because sometimes if a guy's in trouble and you can help him, you reach and get a hold of the horse on the opposite side of you if he's in trouble and give the guy a hand. That's just normal about anywhere you go. You got to save each other's butts in there. And, you know, it's like you say, we're family. We all go out sometimes together. We eat, barbecue, whatever, and go play cards at each other's houses or whatever. But we watch out for each other, and that's a big thing. You've got to be able to trust a man next to you. And I have not been anywhere that I've really never had to trust anybody, you know. You always you can rely on the person next to you, and that's a big help. It really is.
It sounds to me like an offensive line in football, where they say that the cohesion is so important, and the good offensive lines, they all work together as one unit. And can you say the same thing about the starting gate crew?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Yeah.
You know, people go, a lot of people don't realize that I like to put us in the same category as a professional athlete, and because of what we do. And you're in a professional sport to begin with. We like to consider ourselves professionals of what we do, because there's not a lot of us out there. If you really look at the numbers, there's not a whole lot of gate crew across the nation. If you look at Europe, most of the time those guys are left in the gate by themselves, or in Japan. When I was in Japan, I seen the same thing. They duck underneath and them guys are in there by themselves. And most of the European riders that come over here, sometimes the trainer wants them to be in there by themselves, and you go to get out, and the jock's yelling at you, "Don't leave me, stay here with me." They like that extra comfort that somebody's there to help them if something goes bad. So I put us as professionals. We're athletes ourselves, and that's the way I look at the gate crew.
Yeah, athletes who put themselves in harm's way every single time the horses load into the gate, and it happens an awful lot over the course of the year, and that's why I do believe that every starting gate crew member is a true unsung hero. And seeing what you went through, so many people watched you be loaded into the ambulance after that Breeders' Cup Juvenile Turf, or actually before the race, when all the chaos broke broke before the race. And, man, I'm just so thankful that you're okay, Carl. And, man, a true unsung hero in my book.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you very much, sir.
Yeah, no, my pleasure, and really appreciate you taking some time to be with me on this segment. Before I let you go, if someone comes to you and tells you they want to work on the starting gate, what do you tell them?
Well, the first thing I'd like to ask them is, you ever done anything with a horse? Because most of the gate crew that I know have either been a groom or an exercise rider, something like that, and it helps a lot. If you have some, we call it horse sense. You got to have a little bit of horse sense. But we've had guys that come on the gate that's never even, you know, really never knew nothing about a horse, and they've worked out pretty well because we're there. The older guys like myself that try to teach guys to do it the right way. And I always look at it this way. A horse is just like a human. They only know what you teach them. You teach them right, then things go good.
Yeah, very well said. Carl Dink Woods, this week's unsung hero presented by Claiborne. Carl, all the best moving forward, my friend. I'm glad you're okay and can't wait to see you back out there again.
Well, thank you very much, Mike. I appreciate that.
All right, Carl Woods, this week's unsung hero. And, boy, he is a true unsung hero. That was scary watching him loaded into the ambulance and, again, thankfully he is okay. He'll be back to work, as you heard him say, very, very soon, and be back reunited with his starting gate family. I'm back right after this word from Claiborne Farm.
Undefeated Grade 1 winner Mastery was a multiple graded stakes winner at 2, including this victory in the Los Alamitos Cash Call Futurity. At 3, he sizzled in the San Felipe Stakes. Now his progeny are bringing top dollar in the sales ring, and his first runners are hitting the track. Mastery, standing at Claiborne Farm.